What's going on, everybody? This is your host, Mikey, from the Mikey Creator Podcast. I might be a little quiet. It's approximately 1:26 a.m. and recording this episode. Just finishing up a couple touches of the clothing line / entertainment brand that we are going to be relaunching. The official relaunch on the 15th of October. So super excited for that. I just have a great feeling about this relaunch. And so super excited for that. So I've been just working on that literally every day. When I'm not working, you know, doing 9 to 5, and doing photography gigs, I'm just over here, doing what I can with, trying to improve the website and everything. So yeah, other than that, guys, let's get on with the episode. So today's episode, I want to talk about Facebook and Instagram. So the Wall Street Journal recently made a post or a blog about Instagram being, and I quote, "Instagram toxic for teens." Okay. And the head of safety for Facebook apparently is making plans on doing an Instagram for kids, which would be interesting. Because when I think of kids, I mean, you know, you're talking about these young kids, right? Like 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, right? Like once you hit like 12, 13, you're already pretty much preteen and stuff. So that's going to be super interesting. But when it comes to toxic for teens, and specifically they wrote, the Wall Street Journal wrote about that one third apparently of girls, they have what is the body shaming, right? Which is like when people comment and when people say things and, you know, about their body. My thing with all of that is, why do you blame an app for people who are on the app talking about somebody else on the app? You know, it's like if I went on LinkedIn, a B2B type of app or website, and called somebody fat, and then they report me, and then that gets to the big journal, journalism guys, and then they write something about saying things on LinkedIn. Like, it's nonsense. Because first of all, if you're upset that somebody's body shaming you, there's a couple options here. Either delete your account or deactivate it until you're able to not worry about your body. Number two, low self-esteem issues. A lot of people have self-esteem issues with the way they look, the way they feel, the way they weigh. So that's an issue that has to be resolved. That's a personal thing. This isn't an Instagram thing or Facebook thing. This isn't a post or content type of situation. This is a personal thing. And of course, for these journal sites to complain about a different app or a certain app, while half of them are using those apps, whether you're using it for good or bad, you're still using those apps. You're still using Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and, you know, a lot of these other folks, they might not have these certain apps. I get it. You know, you go up against a senator of somewhere and 60, 70 years old, like, okay, that's fine. I get that. But the majority of us who have businesses, who have somewhat of social life, who have friends and family, we like to be on social, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. But don't blame the app because of what's going on with your kid, or what's going on with your daughter, or what's going on with your cousin or your niece. Like, don't blame the app. The app is a tool. The app has features. The app has certain things that you can use on it. But for you to blame the app because they're not doing, quote unquote, anything about it, is ludicrous. It's nonsense. You know, that's like telling the president, hey, we got to stop all this killing in Afghanistan, while people in Africa are being killed, mauled by lions. People in the Northwest getting mauled by bears. Or there's people who are at this moment stabbing somebody else. And this is just the reality of it. We're trying to decrease something that's not going to decrease either significantly or permanently. Like, we gotta understand that. We cannot, you know, say that because a certain app, we gotta shut this down, we gotta do this, we gotta do that. This is our world now. This is the way we communicate. Take away all of our phones. Take away, let's go back to, I don't know what, 70s, 60s, 50s, whenever there was no phones. Like, I'm talking about even the, like, big phones, big, you know, block phones. Like, let's go back to the time where it was just letters. Let's go back to that time. No TV, just letters. Send out letters and then tell me how your business is flowing. Yeah, you might have a better communication with your kids now because there isn't no video games. There isn't, but then again, it's like, how about them being outside and being a child for once? And, you know, that communications thing is still going to be out the window because a lot of times when we're kids, we don't want to be with our parents all the time. Or as we get older, we don't want to be there talking with the parents all the time. So now it's the same situation now with social. Like, social media has changed a lot of people's lives in a positive way, not just negatively. You know how many times I go on social media and I hear, like, you know, either Gary Vee or somebody just with a tip or a suggestion or something that I'm like, wow, I could be doing this. Had it not been for social media and then me going directing it, being directed to YouTube and watching Gary Vee and talking about this app called Anchor where I could just talk and make money. Like, let me tell you guys, within what I've made, and I'd have to go back, but like, you know, obviously I haven't been consistently as I am now, but over 100 and I believe 60, I gotta look back, $160 to $70 made on this app through monetization. Just talking on my phone, not even using my mic right now. Just on my phone, from the mic, from the iPhone. This might not be big and huge, and I'm not making millions of dollars, but it's still something. People are still listening. I'm still making some kind of money. Had it not been for that, I would have never been reselling on eBay, making money, and paying my rent with that money, with, you know, a portion of that money. Like, social media has not just, yes, been negatively affecting other people because of what other people say, but don't blame the social media app itself. That is just a tool, you know. So it's just like I said, it's ludicrous. It's nonsense. And these 13, 12, 11 year old girls, 10 year old that are complaining about their body. First of all, they need to grow up. First of all, they need to be fully developed. Second of all, and they need to, you know, smell the roses. Smell the coffee, the aroma. Like, you know, get over it. As adults, we're going to be body shamed sometimes. You know, as adults, we're going to be made fun of sometimes. As adults, you know, we there's going to be times where we're not going to win at something, where we're not going to be in a position where, look, I want to go home with my parents. Like, sometimes there's times where I'm like, man, I wish I was like 14 again, 15, 16, you know, back with my parents, because this life is hard as an adult. It's tough. It's tough with a family, with kids, with bills, with debt. Like, it's hard. But you don't see me blaming the people who made fun of me in school. You don't see me blaming my parents who raised me. You don't see... No. You know? You yourself have to make this change that you want. Or if someone is saying something to you, you have to be that change that says, no, this is gonna be a stop, and I'm not gonna keep talking to that person, and I'm gonna delete them, block them, I'm gonna, whatever you have to do. But to blame a social media app itself, and then have, you know, the executives and everybody involved, it's nonsense. It's nonsense. So, you know, that's today's episode. That's today's episode, because it's 1:40 and I have to get some rest. Tomorrow's Monday, and I got a huge long day tomorrow. Just working in the morning till midday. Then I have to go to court and do a couple things over there. And then a possible photo shoot. So it's going to be a busy day tomorrow. So getting some rest. Get up around 6:37, get a good 6 hours rest, which is good, pretty good. I always function on like 5.5-6 hours, which is insane when I tell people, but it works for me. I don't know, but nonetheless, hope you guys like this episode, and just take the advice, you know, just if you got kids, just, of course, you don't want to be hard on them, and you got to let them know, like, look, like, you don't need to be body shamed. You don't need to be made fun of. And if you do, then, you know, have that talk with them. But don't let them be on social and blame the app itself because of what other people are saying. Because it's just foolish. That's foolish. So anyways, guys, if you haven't yet, make sure to go to YouTube, Mikey Creator. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. New video coming this week. Possibly an unboxing that I have to do on this Halo, which I might talk about that. No, I don't think I've talked about Halo here, but I might talk about it in next episode. Just the love for the game, and you know, since the first day that I started playing the game, falling in love with just the series and just the game itself and the characters. So might do that this week, unboxing of one of the, I don't even know what you call it, it's one of the boxes that came, like, limited edition type of situation, from the new game that's coming out, Infinite. So yeah, goodness, I can't speak. Other than that, guys, make sure to subscribe to the channel, make sure to favorite the station here if you're listening to this on the Anchor app, on Anchor. And if you're not, and you're listening to this on another podcast platform, make sure to like and also subscribe. I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much for the support, those who have been listening. And I'll catch you guys on the next episode here on the Mikey Creator Podcast. Good night.